I'd caught him staring at me several times since I started college. A boy with blonde hair and blue eyes. I was 16, and the way he stared was new to me. My heart was beating so fast when he actually approached me.
Hey, your skull. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
What's your name?
I'm Hafsa.
Adam, nice to meet you.
He was an atheist, but that didn't matter to me now. He only had to look at me with those eyes, blue as the night sky, and Satan's whispers overtook me. Close relationships with the opposite sex are not allowed before marriage in Islam, but it is solely forbidden for Muslim girls to consider intimate relationships with non-believing men. Adam was a non-believer. I knew this, and yet I couldn't help myself. I was attracted to him. One night, I sneaked out to meet him. I think I'm falling for you.
Prove it.
How?
Take your scarf off.
I had worn hijab my entire life. No man had ever seen my hair, my aura. But for Adam, I was willing to do anything. He told me I was beautiful, and I went away with those words that night. The next day, I attended a sermon at the masjid. The sheikh spoke about the increasing amounts of teenagers neglecting faith for worldly desires, the punishments of the hereafter, and the rewards of those steadfast in prayer and religion. Inwardly, I felt ashamed of myself. I had put the feelings of my heart before the sense of my mind. This wasn't some fairy tale where Adam would convert to Islam and ask my father for my hand in marriage. No, this was real life where, more often than not, desire and temptation overrode common sense. I had to stop seeing Adam. I had to stop what I was doing before I went too far. I sent Adam one final text message. He never replied. I saw him at college a few days later. He was with another girl. I was hurt for a while, but I knew it was my own fault since I had allowed myself to develop feelings for him in spite of knowing it was wrong. I sought forgiveness from Allah, and in time, with His mercy, my heart healed. It's been 3 years now, and I am happily married to a Muslim. He's a convert to Islam, and we met in university. Sometimes, his blue eyes remind me of Adam, and I am thankful to Allah every day for preventing that not-so-Islamic love story from ending badly.